KHW Mobile.
Hey, P, good morning, young man.
Good morning, missed you yesterday. I appreciate you telling me they were online, but man, I just pulled up in the parking lot at class.
Did you learn something that you could pass on to the old man here?
Yesterday was kind of like meet and greet, understand how the class was going to go and everything, but they're going to be broadcasting it on live on the YouTube channel, and that's starting next week.
To watch it, but trouble is, about the time they get started is when I need to go down.
They're going to send me in an email every... you know, I mean, all the stuff and all the literature and all the extra notes. You want me to email it to you? And that we're going to test mid-May.
If you would, please.
Yeah, when you get a chance today, go ahead and text me your email. I'm not sure that I have it.
I'll tell you now in a little while after I get home.
Yes. At radio yesterday morning. Watched the game, and then just was running late because of traffic. Man, it was really light yesterday morning. And tell Carol I'm sorry about her team.
Hey, man, she been catching it from me.
I was talking to the LSU campus right before the game.
That's cool. I made contact with them. They were real light on me, but I got them.
Me, but there was a big storm between them and us.
Poor Daryl was standing there, and I reached over, picked up Mike, queued it up, and hit that guy on first try down in Brazil. I thought he was going to fall over. He figured I wouldn't get him with the big pileup that was going on.
Is that guy that's usually pushing about 600 watts?
But to him, I had talked to this guy back March of last year.
Back on again. I'll be able to get on today. Mama's working and I don't have no class. And that man, it is really foggy over here in Taylor's.
Well, he's on every day. And it's clear over here.
Same frequency.
Most of the time. Sometimes he's a little bit lower.
I see the distance of my headlights.
It was yesterday morning when I started to route at 6:15.
For you, but I never did hear you. I figured you hadn't quite got the papers shook out yet.
5 o'clock, I was unloading the truck by hand.
Old before your time, right?
Pretty old. I already look old. And as my grandkids said, you smell old.
I hear you on that one.
Got so dark over here yesterday morning at 8:30. Street lights were coming on.
Where I'm at work, there's no windows or anything unless it's just pouring down. I can hear it up on the roof, but I'm totally oblivious to what's happening outside.
It's that dark in years.
It really come a downpour there in Greer yesterday.
How's that in
it? Home tonight. I'll look and see where the guys are on the park to see if I can't reach a couple of them. Maybe see if I can't reach a 20 meter before it gets dark.
Lady yesterday and the day before, she was doing parks, two different parks. I got her both yesterday. She was up, I think, yesterday up in Maryland.
Knew a bunch of them out that way. And then I've got the East Coast, you know what I mean? I can get to there pretty good. I'd like to try to get some that were more out west. Some of those parks are... they were doing CW. How do you work a pile up on CW?
And I've never tried.
Well, that going on, I don't know how you could pull out a call sign out of that.
You'd have to pick out the strongest signal. Whoever is on top of everybody else.
Hey, yeah, and the class notes that they'll send us, they're going to send you a PDF that's got the questions and the answers for, you know, the question and just the answer for each chapter. And that, so that should help a lot.
Get extra, because I want to get on where I can spread on out and get on some of those lower bands, or frequencies, rather. And that's where the real DXing is.
I saw the one, and it's like, ooh, that's out of my band.
And I did the same thing, and I almost messed up.
In a text, and I got to look, and it's like, whoa, man, I can't go there.
You can't talk.
I'm pretty good, too.
One thing, this old man's ready for a pot of coffee.
And by the time you got off yesterday, and you had to turn right around and go back again.
Not that bad. I was able to take a nap here, there, and yonder, so... I just need something to sort of give me a kick in the rump, you know?
So why was the paper so late? They just waiting on the final score of the big game?
Due to the game, they didn't write up much because Clemson lost, but I guarantee if they'd have won, we probably wouldn't have got those papers at 9 o'clock in the morning. They would have printed more stuff than we could do.
Yeah, you're probably right about that one.
Wrote a quick song yesterday called Boo Hoo Tigers.
Miss Carol, did you?
Here for my grandyoungins, and I thought they was going to hang me.
See, Katie Clemson fans, are they?
Morning, AP Friday. Yeah, I'm afraid if they cut their finger, they probably bleed orange.
Yeah, I hear you on that one.
One day I said, it's okay. I said, I still love you, and you'll grow out of it.
All right.
Be Tiger fans from now until doomsday.
On the TV, there wasn't a whole lot of people there to greet them when they came back.
They weren't too happy with them. How many millions of dollars was lost on that game?
Underdog anyway. They weren't really expected to win.
I told them I might as well stay at home. They didn't play up to normal.
I think I went to bed about the time they were singing the national anthem, and that was it. I went on to bed. I know Mama, when she got home, she stayed up and watched it.
Yeah, Carol stayed up watching it. Normally, I would hear in there hooping and hollering and screaming at the TV and all that stuff, but I didn't hear a peep out of her.
Out of season either, but that been her team won.
DOT Mobile.
Good morning, missed you yesterday.
And how's everybody doing?
It is fog.
Yeah, it's pretty foggy over this way. It's not as bad as it was yesterday, but it's still pretty foggy.
Yesterday, I didn't get to talk to nobody on the radio this yesterday morning.
Yeah, I'm trying to fight the cold coming up on me, and throat's been hurting, so I've been trying not to talk so much. Going on today.
Nothing going today.
Better one than yesterday. I got some parts being couriered in. They should have already arrived or be close to arriving. And I got to find some linear rails somewhere as local to be able to put a machine back together.
A project for the day. Yeah, keep it busy, I guess, right?
It waited yesterday, you know, had extra class last night, and they waited yesterday till 3:30 to decide everything was an emergency. It's like, really, every time I want to get out or if Mama's off, it just works against me.
Roger that. That's how it always happens. Every single time.
Class, I was calling the courier service as I was riding down the road headed to the house. Now, yesterday wasn't too much. It was just meet and greet and what to bring to class and how it was going to go and, you know, some tips on how to study and stuff like that. And they're going to do the class, broadcast it live on YouTube starting next week. So we'll see how that works out.
That's pretty cool. So we'll be able to join in on the fun then.
Exactly how that works out. But yeah, he said that, you know, it'll be live and that they're going to try to do that. And usually they record it and it just takes so long to, you know, piece it together and get it uploaded and that. So they're going to try to do it live and see how it works out. I'll email him. They'll send you the whole class and all the notes and everything on an email and tell you what to study for next week. I'm going to go ahead and forward it to Ed, and hopefully maybe he can test with me on May 16th.
Sounds good. Yeah, I'd like to get a copy of that as well. I got 101 things going on right now, but I'd like to start studying on that. But I have a feeling that's going to be tipping me over what I can handle right now.
Text me your email and I'll just forward it to you too.
And I'll get that over to you today.
Analyzer in the truck, but I'd really like to hold on to it just a little bit longer, if you don't mind. I want to get a couple of connectors and try a couple other things to see if I can get it, you know, down just a little bit lower on that so the tuner doesn't struggle as bad.
Problem at all. Like I said, I don't have any antenna projects going on right now, so I don't have to have it right now. So, yeah, you take your time, you get it right, and make sure you get yourself situated, and then we'll worry about getting it back then.
At class, we're like, you know, if the tuner can get it, and they'd rock and roll with it and just let her go and that. And as long as the radio wasn't blowing up about it, you know, it'd be fine.
That's good. I would imagine, you know, that's probably, you know, that would be the common answer on that. But it's good to hear those guys confirm it, because I wouldn't know the best myself. So, yeah, that's good to know. And hopefully, yeah, like you said, make a few little tweaks here and there. And, you know, every little bit counts, and that's the less that tuner's got to work, and the more efficient it'll be.
Yeah. Hey, how about right before the big game, me and Ed got to talk to the campus of LSU and wish them good luck on their big game.
That's pretty cool.
This call sign, K5LSU, and it's like, oh, yeah, I got to go get that one.
DOT. No, that's great. That's a really cool one to get right there.
That call sign in the QRZ in my logbook, and that, and it pops right up and says it's on the campus of LSU, KN4TFW.
Get that tower up so you can join me and Ken, and we have a race every afternoon to see who can get more parks on the air than the other one.
Yeah, I'm with you. I was looking at that thing just the other day. I got a couple big things on my plate right now, and had a chance to get back to it, but it's definitely on the list here for the near future, so I'm trying.
Ready, I'll help you out. Lord knows you guys will help me out.
I'll be there too.
Bad, yeah. We'll definitely probably need some help getting it up that first day, but yeah, we'll make a Saturday morning out of it or something. But absolutely, once I get to that point, you guys will be the first to know. close to 85, and man, you can just, if you could see 50, 75 yards in front of you, that'd be about max.
At 0.3 for visibility in Greenville this morning on the TV.
Yesterday.
Headphones when you're on HF.
Time, especially if a lot of the stations are white.
And the other day, it's like, man, I need to get me a set of headphones for this thing and that. I believe I could, you know, at least hear them a little bit better because with the radio on, the little feet, you know, it kind of tilts back and the speaker's on the top, so it kind of makes it just a little bit hard to hear, but I've been pulling them out.
And they have external speakers that'll work on it, and I bought one. And I paid a whopping $13 for it, and it actually amazed me. It's a good speaker.
That's the way to go.
I had a pair of headphones. I bought them from MFJ. I think it's been so long since I bought them, but I think I paid $32 for them.
They were all that expensive. I mean, I guess you can buy a pretty expensive pair. You can probably buy some with the mic on it and everything, but I don't feel like I need that. I just, you know, need something to plug in where I can, you know, hear it a little bit better.
Man, I might scratch around in my junk box. I might find another set sitting in there somewhere.
The plug-in connector is all that special. At work, so I'm going to tell you guys 73 and hope you guys have a awesome day. And Tim, look forward to catching you on the radio tomorrow. And Ed, I'll try to hook up with you tonight and see if we can't chase down some more. KN4 TFW.
Sound like a plan. Glad you made it in safe. 73. Catch you later.
And have a good one. Hope you find them. The millennial racks, I can't remember what you called them now. Whatever it was you needed, I hope you find them today. Have a good one. Ed, I'm going to jump out of here too because I'm fixing to roll up. 73s to you. And enjoy that coffee when you get back. KK4 POT.
Safe, Tim. Don't work too hard. Catch you in the morning. 73s, KK4 and NFT clear.